This is good sound waves.
Whatever sounds good.
Welcome to the 8th episode of the Good Sound Waves podcast. I'm your host, The Other Guy, and today I'm joined by singer-songwriter Ben Tennyson. Thank you for joining us today, Ben.
Hi.
I'd like to start today by looking into your musical background. Can you tell me how you got into music?
Truth be told, I got into music because some of my family did it. So, like, my mom was a clarinet player when she was younger. My brother was a violin player when he was younger. And my other brother was a bass player in a church band. But nobody talked music to me. Like, nobody wanted to talk music to me. Then it was, like, I think out of pure stubbornness at that point, I was like, no, I'm going to learn this stuff, too. So when I was about, I was an athlete as a kid. They always had me playing sports. And then around, I think it was 14, I was like, no, I want to go all in with music. So I just got a guitar. I signed up for guitar lessons, but they were trying to teach me, like, single note thing, like nothing that you want to do right off the bat, because you want to rock, you want to play some chords. And I was like, okay, so I was like, all right, done with this. And I sat down with my guitar, found, like, YouTube videos, and just taught myself as much as I could. There's so many great videos on YouTube. You know, you can learn any style that way. You can learn just any song you want to at any time. Yeah, it's, YouTube's got so much great stuff going on.
Now, what instruments do you play, considering you took some lessons for guitar? I've seen you playing piano. Mm-hmm. Can you give me a list of the instruments that you play, or did I just get that for you?
Oh, no, so I play the guitar. I can play the bass, too. That kind of goes hand in hand, but there's a couple songs, like, I do know that are just bass-specific. The piano. I have a little bit of experience with the drums. I was playing drums in a band for a little bit. I know you probably see like little videos of me with the ocarina, but those are pretty much all I know on the ocarina. It's everything you see in those little songs. So that's all I got.
Have you had any formal training other than the basic guitar classes?
I did a little bit of vocal lessons at one point because I used to have a wide range with no control of it. So I was like, all right, let me try to get a handle on this. And once I started getting a better handle, I only did it for maybe 3 or 4 months, but it was very insightful and helped me get better at singing.
Can you talk to me a little bit about the style of music that you prefer to put out or record?
I'm just always looking for something that inspires me musically, and it's not necessarily a style that inspires me, it's an artist that inspires me. So if I really feel like somebody's putting their all into something, that's what I'll be into. And since it's just me writing, I can go any direction I want. So like, for instance, the Gorillaz, their ability to, like, make whole bunch of different styles really inspires me. And as I was like, it was just me, I was like, how can I translate this to do a bunch of different sounds? And that's when I found guys like Ed Sheeran, for instance. He does all that, like, live looping and stuff, and does all these crazy stuff. I'm like, oh, he can, you know what I mean? Like, if he can do stuff like that, why can't I just be super creative with it? So
do you have any other influences besides, as you've spoken, Ed Sheeran?
Ed Sheeran's the biggest one. And then after that, weirdly enough, I'd say you could go by song after that. Because, like, this song you have right here, like Mr. Right, that was, I honestly, G-Eazy kind of inspired that. Because he just writes all this music about, like, getting with girls and stuff. And I was like, I kind of want to write a song like that. And then Gypsy Soul, I was listening to, like, Cage the Elephant. I got a song I'm working on. I call it Bobby D, just because it's straight up. It's heavily inspired by Bob Dylan. So it's all, like I said, it kind of goes by song at a certain point.
I'd like to talk to you then about your previously released work. I see that you've got about 8 different releases, be they singles or albums. Can you tell me a little bit about them and how they came to be?
So yeah, they're all singles right now. I just felt like it'd be better to keep releasing singles than, once I have so many, I could just kind of be like, here's a full album, you know what I mean? But I was kind of putting them out as they come along.
Have you done any collaborations?
I've had people come on to certain songs. Like, so my song Mysterious Stranger there, I had a couple people help me with, but I wouldn't, like, they're not people who do shows or anything. They're just people that I know. For instance, like Mike, like Area 67, like, he did the drums for Gypsy Soul. And then this other guy, Drew, who had a master's in percussion from Akron, he did the drums for What Can I Say.
Very cool.
But everything else is just me. I did everything else on all the other songs.
So can you talk to us about any your current musical projects? I imagine then, since you say that you're releasing single by single as you build up a greater piece of work,
mm-hmm.
Do you have a vision in mind for what this is, what, you know, if your first album is going to be?
Yeah, so basically a first album would be at 10 songs, because with the name Ben Tennyson, Ben 10's already in there. So I was thinking it'd be fun to just every 10 songs, that'd be an album. And when I was working at the studio, I got the nickname Big Ben the Perfect 10. So every time I was like recording a track or something, I just lean in and be like, is it a 10 though? Is it the perfect 10?
Now, have you been recording in a studio, a proper studio setting, or have you been using a home studio setting, or has it been a mix? And can you tell me a little bit about that?
It's been a mix. So when I first started like recording everything, like from Mr. Right and so forward, like a lot of the songs I was doing at the studio because I was learning a lot. But after a while, I was like, okay, I can do most of the stuff on my own and just kind of get it mastered. So I'd say around the Uke song, that's when I started doing mostly everything at home, unless it was something like specific that I needed done, like, hey, can these drums be like crazy, you know what I mean? Or
by your fourth release, you had already gotten to the point where you felt comfortable just putting it all together on your own.
Yeah, like I said, I was working with Studio One, and then I got that certificate from Udemy, and I was just watching videos and doing practice, like just working on stuff myself, because it's like I could just bring it all here and be like, okay, now let's mix this together. What do I need to go fix? You know what I mean? Because I like to learn. That's the biggest thing with music, is I like to keep learning and keep progressing.
Now, can you tell me a little bit about your performing experience? Have you gotten out in front of the public and put your music to people's ears?
I have. I've done a few shows, but they're so few and far between. I've been like, there was a band in Austintown. They'd asked me to come out and perform with them, and I did that a few times. And then I like did drum for a group at one point, but we never like performed for a large group or anything. I just kind of did some drums like to help them. And other than that, I've done like, you know, some coffee shops, I've done bars, just kind of some basic singer-songwriter stuff. But the end goal is to really use a bunch of like all these backing tracks and stuff to try to make like a full band sound. I got a grand idea to pull it all together to make like a huge performance, but it takes time.
Can we talk about inspiration a little bit, about what kind of things inspire the words and the melodies that you create?
I'll have like something come into my head. Yeah, I'll just be sitting somewhere, or like I'll just use an example, I guess. So like, it depends on, again, it also comes with the song, but like Unapologetically Me, for instance, I didn't hear a word. I heard the little guitar riff I made, and I just was like, okay. And like, I was at work when I heard this, and I'm walking around and like the staircases and stuff, and I'm like, and I couldn't get out of my head. I just kept hearing this. Dun, 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 dun. I was like, I was like, okay. So then I just literally had a piece of paper with me, and I just was like, go to like do something and write a line. And I'm just like, okay, what would come after that? Like, I was literally going from, I work in a hotel, so I'm going room to room, working on stuff, just writing a line. Next thing you know, I had the full song, and then I was like, okay, this is actually pretty good. Like, I got home once I started messing with them. I'm like, hey, it works. All right. When it comes to, like, recording and actually, you know, getting the sound going, I'd say, like, Mike with Area 67, he was really helpful and helped getting me going in the recording process. Yeah, no, there's, like, no song really was inspired by somebody. Like, none of these were. I mean, What Can I Say is more like a love song, and I wasn't even, like, I was talking to anybody serious when I wrote it. I just was completely like, can I do that just right now? And I was like zoned in and did it.
Now, do you have any videos out, just out of curiosity?
Yes, I've done a couple music videos. I'm actually supposed to record one next week for my newest song, Stressin' for Life. I made a music video for Gypsy Soul, for Uke Song, and What Can I Say? Those three all have music videos in particular. Actually, What Can I Say's music video was final for my it was for like an art class I was taking in college. They were like, oh yeah, make a video and put all these effects in it. So I took a couple out for the actual music video, but I just sat there with Adobe After Effects and made this massive like 3 gigabyte file, and just that was my music video.
That's fantastic.
Got an A, so I'll take it.
Right. you did the effects, you did the things that you were required for that. That's really cool. When you write, do you write with guitar? Do you write with piano? How do you translate those sounds?
I don't want to sound crazy, but it's definitely whatever I hear in my head. Like if I'm going with it, like I said, I sound like a maniac. It's like, oh, it's all in my head. Just yeah. But no, like I'll hear something in my head and I'm like, oh, that's a guitar. So, like I hear like a maybe like, you know, finger picking or something, or it's like, oh, I'm hearing a chord, like a piano chord. So I'm like, I'll sit in front of the piano and I'll just keep going down every chord I can think of until I hit the chord I'm looking for, and I'm like, okay, that's where I want it to be. Now where do I go from here?
I really appreciate you coming down to visit us.
It's awesome. I had a good experience.
Thank you for being a part of Good Sound Waves. Music from today's episode was provided by Ben Tennyson. The Good Sound Waves podcast is copyright 2023. All rights reserved.
This is Good Sound Waves.
Whatever sounds good.